At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
BJ and Jamie.
Busy, isn't it?
It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. It's Friday, though. You know, we get this out of the way. We've got a couple of days to sleep in. Back here on Monday. So everything's going to be okay. It's a BJ and Jamie morning show. Today's been a big blowout. It's the tote bag bonanza.
It's over.
Oh, man.
It's over. So, and I know I see you people that are driving towards that way. Well, it's over.
Carson, can you call us?
I told him that. I told him to call.
I hate to act angry, but come on, man.
We're not angry. It's Friday. It's over. They're headed back.
Man, so we had 150 bags out there.
Yeah, and they're gone.
All gone within 20 minutes.
Yeah, they're gone.
Pretty cool, man.
That is cool.
People stopping in there.
Yeah.
That guy that was on strike, he's striping, but on strike. That was crazy.
What?
I don't know.
Literally, you did miss it. You guys can go to our podcast because Carson got it so mixed up that he thought a guy was on stripe. He was striping. I mean, striking. See, I can't get it right. He was striking, but no, he was striping. He was painting the parking lot.
Yeah. So he was working, but Carson thought he was on strike. We're not the sharpest when it comes to morning shows.
No, we're not. But
Pretty damn entertaining,
but
though.
We're fun.
But we're not sharp, that's for sure. Carson.
Hello?
Hey, buddy. Great job out there.
Good job.
You guys killed it.
Hey, we're officially out of bags, but like it's kind of sad because this guy just pulled up and we're going to give him some Alice swords that we have in the back.
We have swords.
Like foam swords. Foam swords. We don't know where we got them, but there is.
We have the Alice foam swords?
We have foam swords.
Oh, man. Do I have an idea for next Friday?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. No. Slinging swords.
No, we're not doing it.
Yes, the BJ
swords.
And Jamie sword giveaway. Oh, I can't wait till next week. This
is
crazy.
It's like a consolation prize.
Oh, I had no idea we had swords.
That's the dumbest crap. I mean, I thought bags were bad, but now we have swords.
Why do we have swords?
I think we got them at like the Renaissance Festival one year or something.
Oh, we're giving away for Renaissance. Huzzah.
What else is in there? Let's go through it. Let's see what else.
We got a couple tents we can give to people.
Tents. Guys. Pop-up tents.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Yeah, there's probably a card table in there.
What about chapstick? Normally, for some reason, chapstick's a big giveaway.
Well, we got a lot of Belco chapstick.
Right here in the studio.
Yeah. Oh, we got nail file, too.
Oh, yeah.
The Alice nail file.
Who doesn't have those? Our budget's huge.
That's some crazy stuff. So what was it like out there?
It was crazy. Honestly, when we showed up, I kid you not, there was probably 25 cars in the parking lot waiting for us. People were running to our car, and it was just a mad scramble after that.
Yeah. You sounded a little nervous, I'm not going to lie.
I didn't know if we were going to run out in like 5 minutes and then have people just hounding us for these things.
You thought you'd get beaten up.
You did.
Well, thank God you had no swords. Yeah, I'm sure you were relieved after you saw those, because you had a backup.
Yeah, he fought back the crowd.
The guy was happy for anything. Okay. Now we're trying to get out of here so that we don't get stopped by anyone else.
All right. We'll get the heck out of there.
You're not exactly incognito in that van.
Swing through and get me a sandwich or something.
Oh, my God.
What?
You don't need a sandwich. You don't need a sandwich.
I'm starving.
Don't get him a sandwich.
Some type of sandwich.
Go get him
a sandwich. Barbecue or something.
Barbecue?
Or some fried chicken or something. Yeah, just I'm starving.
You know it's 8:10. There's no barbecue open.
Oh, really? Really? All right, great job, you and Spadil.
Nice.
Thank
very
you
nice.
So much.
Very
and to nice. All you people that showed up out there at the River Point, thank you. Yes, thank you to River Point, although they had no idea we were coming.
Right.
But thank you, River Point, for putting up with us this morning. We never let them know.
No, yeah.
All right, so we appreciate
it. And I'm sure your insurance probably covered the whole thing. It's probably okay.
I got an idea, Jamie. All right, bye, Carson.
Bye.
Bye.
You did a great job. Bye.
Extra sauce on the sandwich. Bye. Got an idea.
Okay, what?
Next week we go north.
North.
Let's go north. Let's take the vehicle, put the two boys out there again.
Yeah.
We'll have swords. We'll have more bags, and let's go to like Thornton or somewhere
Thornton?
Up in there.
You yeah. Want to go to Thornton?
Well, I'm just saying, let's take the tour a little bit more north.
Okay.
Because in this area, and then next week, we don't have to put as much emphasis on it.
You know, my favorite town is Arvada.
You like Arvada?
I love the Arvada. I love
we
everybody.
Can do Arvada.
You know, there are my friends in Arvada. I love everybody in Arvada.
We could put all the cities up on a wheel and...
Oh, let's do that.
Spin the city.
That's a great idea.
Spin the city yeah. for the bags.
Yeah.
And do Fridays.
It's like Sex in the City, but different.
No, it's nothing like Sex
Hey, by the way, can I talk to you about something else? I'm
yeah.
kind of over the bag talk.
All right.
What did you do with Tony's fishing poles?
I have no idea.
This
I
is crazy.
No I'm being honest. I really don't know. I went...
Let me explain what
I
happened.
I can't remember even when I got him.
Let me explain what happened. So Tony, who was my CPA, he said, hey, I missed the bags. I live over blah, blah. And I go, oh, and I told BJ. And BJ goes, oh, I'll drop some off at his house. We live really
He's
close.
He's my neighbor, yeah.
Yeah, we live really close. And then Tony said, want to bet?
Yeah.
Which was really funny because yeah. I know you'll forget to drop them off like yeah. you said you would.
He'll have them by Christmas.
And he said, can you also remind me he also has my fishing poles? So I told BJ, hey, Tony says you have his fishing poles. And you're like, what fishing poles?
Yeah. I'm baffled by the fishing poles. I really am.
Well, you bought this camper, and I remember you bringing them. You brought the fishing poles in so we could all play with them. I don't know why, but you did.
I can't remember my kids' names, okay? So I can't remember these fishing poles. I will say there is a fishing pole in the backyard on the patio that Frog plays with, but I had no idea that was Tony's. I don't remember.
So you realize, like, a fishing pole is like a driver. It can run anywhere from, like, $300 to, like, $1,500. Yeah.
Fishing pole?
Yeah.
How much?
They're carbon fiber. Are those carbon fiber?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
They can be really expensive.
I'll try to find them.
Okay.
I'm going to try to find them. I really am because I feel bad about
yeah.
it. I'm not the type that borrows something and not take it back.
I mean, like if you go to Walmart, you can get the little kid ones, you know,
yeah.
What's it called? You know, the frozen ones or whatever. I mean, those are like, you know, $20, something like that. But
yeah.
if he... Knowing Tony, he gets good
stuff. Yeah, he gets good stuff,
yeah.
So I would say they're pretty good. And yeah. I do feel bad about this, Tony.
You just
so
said that your kid was playing with one of them in the back.
But I didn't realize it was Tony's, is what I'm saying. I just thought it was an old rod that I had, you know?
You just have old rods? That's you, Mr.
I do.
Fisherman?
No, I have about four or five old ones
well,
that I brought up.
Why didn't you use them?
Because they're for deep sea fishing. I brought them up from Florida, from Tampa.
Those are really expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. But they're so old, they're probably rotten, too.
Okay.
But I'm a little confused about the fishing rod. Right. And I didn't do it on purpose, Tony. I'm telling you right now, I don't like people who borrow stuff and don't take it back.
Okay.
I don't.
All right.
And I don't want to be that guy.
Well, you are.
I know. It's bothering me. You don't have to pounce on me. This is all news to me this
point. I love
the words. Took a happy bag day, Jamie, and you're really turning it on me right now.
I'm just saying, words are fine. Actions are different.
Now, when you borrow stuff, are you pretty good about getting it back?
Yeah,
because there's a lot of people that aren't.
Oh, I know. I let some lady borrow she was going to some event downtown or whatever,
yeah.
and I let her use my gun headphones. You know, the Cabela's that turn off, you know.
Yeah, 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 for silence.
She would, and those are like $200,
yeah.
you know, and some of them are $50. But anyway, and she didn't return them. And so I texted her. I'm like, really?
I hate that.
I do
And
too.
I'm being that guy right now, so I'm hating me for it.
Well,
but,
yeah.
But I don't like where people take advantage.
I know you don't like it, but
on
you're doing
purpose.
It.
And some people do it on purpose.
And I let my kid play with that carbon. Yeah, that's fine.
Tony, I'll bring you some bags. Because I don't know where those damn rods are.
Oh,
I have
God.
No idea. But I'll bring you some bags.
Now baby. People in Thornton are mad at me.
What?
They're like, he said he's come to Thornton, Jamie. Don't change it to Arvada.
I was going
to
take it to Thornton. I wanted
okay,
to get a
fine.
Little bit further away.
Okay, fine.
And
you
maybe go
first.
Up that way, okay. Commerce City or somewhere up in that area.
Okay, right.
So that we'd hit a bit of a, you know, a little different
saying,
shot in the metro here.
Remember, Arvada brought us all that stuff. And
I know. We can make Arvada. We can stop there on the way.
Okay.
Toss out a couple
okay.
and then keep on going up to Thornton.
Okay,
you know,
fine.
Look, we have until next Friday to get the game plan together.
All right.
We
okay.
won't disappoint. Okay.
okay?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on Friday with the weekend dead ahead. All right, weather for the weekend, partly cloudy, upper 80s. Not bad at all.
I just got to notice that I'm going to get a thunderstorm.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I did.
Let me go look.
I just got to notice it says scattered thunderstorms. Yeah.
With a chance of rain. You didn't let me finish.
If you missed it this morning, it's so sad. So the people that are working on a road in front of our subdivision or whatever, they, you know, the first day they didn't paint because we were told we were going to get a big old thunderstorm, right? Yeah. We didn't get anything. Second day, we didn't get anything. They didn't paint. So yesterday they painted. They painted all the stripes, and the guy in the bike lane, he is a big blur.
Yeah.
Because
it
rained.
Yeah, would you know it?
He's not even a bicyclist. He's just a white, like, smudge mark. And correct. It just smudged all down the streets.
You're going to have to redo everything.
I know.
Now.
It's so
man,
weird.
Man, oh, man.
Did the you tell me, luck. Was it you that told me that they admitted that they just can't predict these thunderstorms? Was it you? Somebody said that they read something where the meteorologists are like, listen, because of the way the mountains and everything and these systems, we just can't predict them.
Yeah, well, I've heard that before. Yeah. I don't remember if I said it or not, but yeah, they say that here in Colorado, where we sit specifically, well, I'm sure Colorado Springs too, but where we sit, that it's virtually impossible. They don't know if it's going to stop and dump when it comes over the mountains or if it's going to go east first.
Well, here is some research that they do know. Okay. As I switch gears. You ready? This one is kind of, I am shocked by this research.
Yeah.
I just got this, and this is.
You would have never guessed this.
Ever.
No.
Like ever.
I don't even know how they thought about doing this research because it's so far-fetched to me.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
You're right. All right, so, and sorry, I know it's going to be a little iffy and stuff, but women who drank heavily, wait for it, had a 50% higher risk of unwanted pregnancy.
Makes no sense.
Oh, my God. What?
Makes no sense. It's got to be wrong.
What?
Got to be wrong.
They researched this, and that is crazy. It says, women who drank heavily had a 50% higher risk of unwanted pregnancy.
Yep.
I don't even.
Boozer babies.
Compared to those who just drank moderately or not at all.
I don't get it. I do not get it. You got to spend money. Well, how do you even think of coming up with something like that?
Right?
I mean, that women that leave a bar with a guy that they met because they're all liquored up
and then
have
they
more
got
babies?
Yeah, and then there's the other part of this research. Huh. Researchers found that the heavy drinkers actually had a strong desire to avoid pregnancy, however, still experienced more unintended pregnancies.
Is that wild or what? That is unbelievable.
Who paid for this research?
I don't know.
All right, so I'm a heavy drinker. I don't want to get knocked up, but I got knocked up. Oh, my God, this is crazy. Let's research it.
I don't get it.
Oh, look, it's Carson.
Carson and Spadil are back.
Wow.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Hey, how'd it go?
No. Wait, before you tell me, I am so sorry. I just did the rudest thing to you.
What?
I took your charger out of your computer and put it in my phone.
You did. Well, I'm glad I could help you out. It's okay.
That's so rude.
I'm fine.
Right, you got it back.
How'd it go?
It was crazy.
Yeah, it was wild, dude.
I was so disoriented because there was literally people running for our vehicle. I literally put it in park and there was like people already taking bags out of the back.
Yeah, they were sprinting for the van.
They were.
It was insane.
Oh my God, that's
how
so
many
funny.
People followed you there?
Five.
Five cars?
Five cars.
On I-25.
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty impressive. Let me say that people are on their way to work in the morning. It's really difficult to get 75, 80 cars into a parking lot somewhere for a couple of bags. You know what I mean?
I was blown away, man.
For people to show up like that.
I was wrong.
Thank you.
Hey, I was wrong. Yeah. I was like, nobody in hell is going to pull over from their commute to work and go pick up a $2 bag.
You won't even believe this because someone drove from Thornton.
Oh, my God.
We had someone show up from Thornton.
Yeah.
To get a bag.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I was wrong. You were right, BJ.
Yep. Big old bag blowout. What a success.
It really was, man.
Oh, my God.
That's great. Great
Lord.
Job, guys.
Yeah.
Really good job. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. I think we're going to keep the tour going.
Oh,
I think
God.
We do it again next Friday.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yay!
I think so.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Friday. Man, more and more people are coming out questioning this whole JT thing, man.
What's going on?
Well, they're saying that, just like you and I said, it seems a little suspicious that you've gone through 2 weeks of headlines.
I just called him out and said he doesn't have it.
Well, seems like others are agreeing with you then.
He says he has
I guess you didn't beat around the bush, did you?
No, I said this just seems... He doesn't have it.
He's had some problems. Okay, DUI, drinking, all that.
And that girl, he said he was drunk when he was like fondling that girl.
Yeah.
Some people are saying online, and I guess Jamie is too, that the Lyme disease line is a kind of a go-to for Hollywood actors and actresses who are having a little bit of problem with substances.
Makes sense, because you say you're tired, right? You have a headache, you have brain fog, all the stuff.
And it's one of those things, according to this, that the symptoms come and go. You can get them, and they can be gone. And they can be gone up to years, you know, a couple of years, 3 years.
Or you can have them for years, or you can have them for 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's an easy go-to disease that you can just use at your convenience, I guess. Right?
It reminds me of that Epstein Barr stuff. I'm always suspect of Epstein Barr. It's another disease.
Yeah.
It's called Epstein Barr, and you're just real tired. I have that all the time.
Extreme fatigue.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't have told you that.
Why, you think you have it too? Yeah.
Yeah. I do.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I mean, I believe it's just my ex-husband's... So my sister-in-law, I guess she would have been, she had Epstein Barr, and he's like, she's just lazy. That's not nice.
They had a guy sing the national anthem last night. Chappelle, did you ever find that audio? Because we asked for it earlier, but I don't have it.
I got distracted with the bag thing. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. You know what? That bag thing was, I mean, did you get any phone numbers?
No. I did have a bunch of women tell me that I was super hot, though.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh. They told me that you should not make me sound so ugly on the air.
Aw, see? Yeah.
Well, I feel like we shouldn't give free bags to people who lie to you either.
Why can't you stop yourself?
Well, they say that to him to get a free bag. They wanted an extra bag. That's what it was about.
Don't feel bad. Remember, I said that Slacker's looking great lately, right? Uh-huh. And he's like, it's a spray tan.
He's a self-tanner.
So don't feel alone.
No, okay? Yeah.
Right, you can tell because he drives a Tesla. Tesla drivers are self-tanners. No, buddy, you did a great job.
Thank you.
I am surprised you didn't get numbers, though.
Can we tell what happened, like that funny thing that happened? What? Okay, so here's what they were telling me. So this guy walks up, he gets his bags, right? He goes back to his car, he gets his Whole Foods bag, which those are pretty big, and he's like, see, this is a real grocery size bag. Tell PJ he can F off.
He was not happy, dude.
Really? Over the size of the bag?
Uh-huh. Actually, there was a lot of people that commented that you hyped up the bags way more.
Well,
than
he calls it like a duffel bag. That's why I kept saying it's a grocery bag. It's not a duffel bag.
All right. For you people that have that opinion, you know, they probably deserve an apology. You can bite me.
Most people were really happy with that.
Yeah, up yours and bite me. How about that? It's a nice bag.
It is.
Yeah, but you were like making it sound like it has a zipper and like side pockets. Yeah. It's a grocery. Yeah, tote is not the right.
That's what throws it off.
When I think of tote, I think of those beach bags.
Right, they have pockets on the sides.
Yes.
A tote is different than a grocery bag. Way different.
Not in my world. When it's free and you're giving it away, you got to hype the hell out of it. I'm in the hype game, man. That's what I do. I'm a hyper.
I mean, like a tote is what you would take to a beach, right? Yes. Yeah, and it has a side pocket. Right. It has an inside pocket. It's a tote. It's like, we're giving away grocery bags.
Next week, I'll change it to grocery bags. Come and get yours.
I know it's not as glamorous.
No, it's not. It's not.
But it's more honest than a tote. Or a duffel.
I mean, let's be real. He doesn't care. We're the ones out there. Yeah, right. People are going to go after us.
That's true. You're right. In fact, next week it'll be leather duffel bags.
I got to write that down. Leather. Man, that's got a good ring to it. The BJ and Jamie leather duffel bag.
Please no.
Free.
Please no.
Two to each person that shows up will be in Thornton next week. We're going to be there with our leather duffel bags for you.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.